Oh, hey, here at Inside the Bears, we pride ourselves on having trusting relationships. Just today, I told Lindsay, hey, wait, don't start the show. I gotta run and get some shoes. So I went out to my car, but I noticed that I left my keys. I'm gonna go inside and get them. What's this light doing?
Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni, missing my co-host Anthony Adams, coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios here at Hallis Hall.
Lindsay.
Here we go.
You were supposed to wait on me.
You are so out of breath right now.
You were supposed to wait
on me. All right, next time I'll wait. I know you forgot your shoes. Next time I'll wait for you.
I want to get
into the first feature. It's a really good one. Ron Shepard has this amazing Bears man cave. Perfect spot for Bears fans to watch games. He has tons of Anthony Adams stuff down there. No, but he really wants an 8x10, so you got to hook him up.
I got you, Mom.
He wants an autographed photo for sure, but you have to check this place out. I mean, perfect spot for Bears fans to watch games. Take a look.
Hi, Lindsay, and welcome to Paradise.
Thank you.
As we're going down the stairs, these are stairs that have different Hall of Fame players. And then we have, of course, Coach Ditka overseeing the whole thing.
He's there to greet you as you're walking down the stairs.
Different posters and footballs and 8x10s and Bears mailbox.
Caution, Chicago Bears fan zone. Wow, check it out. Bears basement. Very impressive, Ron. Very impressive.
I'd call myself, I guess the word itself, a fanatic, I guess you'd say, because I'm a diehard, and my vacations, my work, everything rotates around the Bears' schedule. If it's a losing Sunday, family knows not to call me for 2 or 3 days afterwards because I won't speak to them. It's just my joy. I love watching Bears games. It's the favorite sport I like, opposed to all the sports.
So we have bobbleheads for days here, Ron.
Oh, yes.
Not short on bobbleheads in this part of the collection. So. Mm-mm. Tell me about your favorite one.
Actually, the favorite two, they came as a set, was Sayers and Piccolo. Those are my favorite ones. Yes.
That's awesome.
Ron Shepard started collecting Bears memorabilia in 1980.
Well, I'd always been a Bears fan, even as a kid, but the very first time I started collecting was during the Marine Corps because all the meals and the board were paid for, so I had a little extra money, and I'd see something, go, hey, I like that, and see something else, hey, I like that, and then kind of amassed itself to what I have now. Started off in malls. I'd go to garage sales and things like that. And then once the internet got hot and heavy, I'd find a lot of stuff there. And of course, on the Chicago Bears website. All these I got online from a company that did the lithograms for them. And then I've been nice enough to get a couple autographs here and there. And there's the George Hallis one. That's one of my favorites.
I'm scared to do it. I don't think there's anything.
I didn't want to say anything.
His collection now stands at more than 3,000 items.
Right, I have everything stored on a flash drive of what I paid for it and, you know, the description of the item. I think the very first time that I started a list, I was at over 1,700 items once I started cataloging everything.
Ron's favorite part of his basement has everything to do with his favorite player, Walter Payton.
I think he embodied both a great football player and a great humanitarian, and I always enjoyed just watching tape and film on him.
Ron has an entire wall dedicated to Sweetness, including a signed jersey and his favorite item in his collection, a Walter Payton locker.
Childhood photo, Sweetness helmet, mini Wheaties box, football, bobblehead. Fortunately, after Mr. Payton's passing, the Lake County Forest Preserve had an exhibit of some of his items, and the gentleman who builds the lockers for the Bears actually built a couple for the exhibit. And then after it was over, they had an auction, and I won the Payton locker.
Ron put finishing touches on each part of the basement, including the football field floor.
This is just indoor-outdoor carpeting that I bought, and then I spaced out equal numbers that where my seat when I watch TV would be at the 50-yard line. I have two trains. I have one on the pedestal behind me, and then I have one that circles the whole 52-by-26-foot floor, and after every score, the train circles.
He even has a dedicated section for Bears in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And how did you get the idea to do the Hall of Fame wall with, like, the lettering? It all looks very nice.
I've been to Canton a couple different times, and I take the pictures, and I blew them up to 5x10. He's like, well, wait a minute, I can display these somehow. So I just came up with the lettering to go with it. I need to make one more trip because I don't have Mr. Dent's picture up there yet. So basically, I always tell people that we moved from our previous house to now because the basement wasn't big enough. And started out with a room size here, probably 35 by 15. And filled up pretty much every wall space I could find, so then I expanded into another 15 by 15 section. A lot of people, you know, you tell them, it's like, you know, okay, great, and then they actually come down and go, you weren't kidding. So, I mean, that's just my passion. Yeah, I mean, some people say, you know, overboard collecting this, but this is just a hobby. Like someone may have a hobby of collecting something else, it just finds spare paraphernalia.
Anthony, Ron had so many cool things in his Bears Man Cave. I've never seen half of what he has. That's how much stuff he has, including some really cool bobbleheads. But you know how that goes. Sometimes it doesn't really look anything like the player. So it was kind of fun to go through and just see who really looks like who.
Lindsay, I'm not going to say you look like a bobblehead.
Thanks, Anthony. But
kinda,
I do.
Kind of do.
Really? That's what you think of me? And then he also had Brian Urlacher giant Pez machine, and I was trying to get some Pez out of it. He said there might still be candy in there, but
was it filled with sarcastic remarks? Just like a Brian Urlacher, a real Brian Urlacher?
No, this one didn't talk or have Pez, so it was just kind of a giant Pez machine. But he had so much cool stuff.